More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Before the break, we spoke with a graduating high school senior with stellar writing and speaking skills. But don't be surprised if you run into some well-spoken young people around Milwaukee in the next few days. Around 3,600 high school students will be in the city through the weekend for the Grand National Tournament of the National Catholic Forensic League. The name is a bit misleading. Students are from public and private schools from around the country, and they'll compete in a variety of public speaking disciplines to be named best in the country. Carrie Baker Jackson teaches theater and coaches forensics at Ronald Reagan High School in Milwaukee. She's also the league moderator for the Milwaukee Diocese of the National Catholic Forensic League, which is hosting this year's tournament. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So if you are just a regular person minding his or her own business, why is it a big deal that Milwaukee is hosting this competition?
Forensics is an activity that allows students to speak a voice and gives them voice when very often people don't listen to high school students.
So the first thing that might jump out at people is that this is the National Catholic Forensic League, and yet there are many schools that are involved in this and many competitors that are not Catholic schools or are not Catholic speakers. So what's the significance of one forensics league versus another?
So the Catholic Forensics League opened in the 70s to all schools instead of just Catholic schools. The National Association does have a policy that each diocese needs to have at least one Catholic school as part of their diocese. We have several in the Milwaukee area. Marquette is in our diocese, Mesmer, Pius, and DSHA has in the past been in our organization as well. But you do not have to be Catholic. It is open to any student of any religion, ethnicity. It allows students to compete on a national level.
And there are different forensics leagues out there, and I gather there are some subtle differences between one forensics league and another in terms of categories and rules and things like that.
The other national organization is called the National Speech and Debate Association. There are categories that are different in each organization, and there are categories that are similar in each organization. So students in the state of Wisconsin have an opportunity at the state level to compete in up to 20 different categories. And then each of the national organizations hosts anywhere from 8 to 10 of those categories, depending on the organization.
You mentioned debate in that last answer, and I suspect there are going to be a lot of people who hear this interview, and when we talk about forensics, they're going to imagine debate. Can you walk us through how forensics differs from debate competitions?
Sure. So both the National Catholic Forensics League and the National Speech and Debate Association say that forensics is the overall term to cover speech, interpretation, and debate. For the National Catholic Forensics League this next weekend, students will compete in 10 different categories. Four of them are debate. We have Lincoln-Douglas debate, public forum debate, policy debate, and then congressional debate. And then on the speech and interpretation side, we have extemporaneous speaking, oratory, dramatic performance, which blends together either a solo humorous interpretation performance or a solo serious interpretation performance. Students can do either one. Duo interpretation and oral interpretation of literature, which has students perform both a poetry piece and a prose piece, depending on the round.
So you touched on this a little before, but I guess I'm curious to have you go into it a little bit more. Why is this important at the high school level in particular? Why do schools have forensics teams?
I think one of the most important soft skills that we can teach students today is how to speak in front of an audience, how to get up on your feet, how to analyze not only research, but think on your feet, how to feel comfortable speaking in front of an audience, how to interpret literature, because when you're able to interpret literature, you are able to have empathy for others. And more we need empathy in this world.
Make the connection for us. How do literature and empathy dovetail?
Students who compete in forensics at a national level, spend months looking for a piece that they can connect with. And by researching all these different authors and all these different pieces of literature, they expose themselves to things that they hadn't previously read in school on their own. And just that exposure to different types of literature gives students more empathy.
So I think many of us have a good sense for, you know, when we see someone giving a speech, whether it's on TV or maybe we've seen a TED Talk or something on YouTube, you know, what a good speaker is versus what a bad speaker sounds like. But explain how judging works when you talk about something as subjective as public speaking.
All of the organizations that we work with have very specific guidelines and rules. And so each category has anywhere from 5 to 6 rules that judges are asked to judge students on. The subjectivity comes into where do you place more emphasis. And unfortunately for students, they never know when they get a judge who comes in. So one judge might look at what they consider a higher level of literature. One judge might look at a student's ability to differentiate characters. One judge might look at body movement and gestures and facial expressions. And students get feedback from judges, and I always tell my students that you have to look at that feedback and decide, do you agree with it or do you not agree with it? Because of the subjectivity of this activity, this is your piece at the end of the day. If you agree with what that judge said, try and make that change. If you don't, set it aside and keep doing what you're doing, because next week you're going to have a whole different panel of judges.
Explain the nuts and bolts. What does it take at a tournament like this one to become the national champion?
So students start out, even before they get here, they attend a qualifying tournament. And at most qualifying tournaments, they compete in 3 preliminary rounds. And then the top speakers from each of those preliminary rounds, usually anywhere from 6 to 8 speakers, move on to a final round. And then they choose from that final round who are the best speakers. The rooms for the final round are paneled. So it's not just one judge's opinion. There's a panel of anywhere from 3 to 5. Once they make it to the national level, students will compete in 4 or 5 rounds, 4 rounds in speech, 5 rounds in debate on Saturday. Those are the preliminary rounds. They're randomly paired. Students will compete against people from all over the United States. They'll get to meet new people, see pieces they've never seen before. It's a great experience for competitors.
Especially given that most of the time, you know, when a student is competing in a geographic area, they're seeing the same competitors week in and week out.
Very often they are competing against many of the same students. What'll happen Saturday evening is all of those results will be tabulated, and we have a posting party, actually, at the Miller Lite Theater, new name.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The old Milwaukee Theater.
The former Milwaukee Theater,
yes.
Right, exactly.
We have a posting party where they will post what are called octofinals, which are basically the top 48 speakers at the event. And so Sunday, the students will compete in out rounds, and they'll start at 9 a.m., and they'll have octofinals, and so they'll have 8 rooms of 6 competitors. And then from there, they'll cut in half to 4 rooms of 6 competitors. And then from there, they'll go to semifinals. And then a final round of 6 will compete around 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoon.
This is a grueling weekend.
It is. They get very little sleep. They live on adrenaline and caffeine. The judges pretty much live on adrenaline and caffeine as well.
Now, you coach at Ronald Reagan High School.
I do.
Which has a really top-notch forensics program.
Thank you.
What is it that goes into building a program like yours or others which are successful?
Dedication. I've been coaching for 18 years, and coaching forensics is actually the reason I'm a teacher. I had a undergrad in marketing and hated my job in my early 20s, and at 27 went back to teaching because I had started coaching forensics and found that that was my passion. So it really takes dedication. But not only when the teachers and the staff are dedicated, the students also become dedicated because they, if they can see that passion in us, they can see what it can do for them. I'm very lucky at Reagan. Milwaukee Public Schools has a really thriving forensics program in the middle school level. So I have this year 28 freshmen who I did no recruiting, but they all just came to me and said, I did forensics in middle school and I am super excited to be here. So part of my job is done by the middle school coaches who work so hard.
At the same time, do you look around for kids who might still be inside their shell, but that you see, you know, could really do something special if they stick with forensics?
I do. I teach theater at Reagan, and so I will gently poke at students, in especially the ones in my theater class, the freshmen, who I see something. And, you know, I have a fair amount of introverts. In the past, I've had students on the autism spectrum. I've had students with other learning disabilities, and I always think that they can learn something from the activity.
Well, Carrie Baker Jackson, thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you very much, Mitch. It was great to be here.
Carrie Baker Jackson teaches theater and coaches forensics at Ronald Reagan High School in Milwaukee. She is the league moderator for the Milwaukee Diocese of the National Catholic Forensic League, which is the host for this year's Grand National Forensics Tournament. The competition takes place at several locations in downtown Milwaukee this weekend, including MATC, Marquette University, and the Miller High Life Theater. There is a link to more information from WUWM.com.